sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Isikhathi half past six. Levuka njani mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesibili mhla ka 6 kuNhlolanja 2018 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
I think it's a very valid part to really ukuthi ibuyele ku-constitutionalism, ibuyele to ama-values nama-principles ayo from ekuqaleni.
Ugatsha lwe-MDCT eMelika luthi lukhathazekile kakhulu ngokudlephana phakathi kwenkokheli yaleli bandla ibanga isikhundla sikamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai.
Abantu bakithi kumele bazibambe uma bekwelinye ilizwe. Kuyayangisa lokhu isizwe kuthiwa bakwenza kokubulala abantu njengoba besitsho kuthiwa zonela mvunye.
Kubotshwa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ezimbili kwele Botswana zisetheswa icala lokubulala umfundi wakulelo lizwe. Ikomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha izaqala imihlangano yokukhulumisana loZulu ngendaba zokuxolelana ngolwesihlanu eGwanda laseBindura. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ezekuseni ngokugcweleyo. Ugatsha lwe-MDCT eMelika luthi lukhathazekile kakhulu ngokudlephana phakathi kwenkokheli yaleli bandla ibanga isikhundla sikamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Kulokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kwabasekeli bakaTsvangirai bobathathu, umnumzana Elias Mutsuri, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa loNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe. Ukulwisana obekuvele kukhona kusobala bekuphakathi kukaChamisa loMakhuphe. Kodwa kulezi nsuku uChamisa usedlephana loMudzuri. UTsvangirai yena uphatheke kubi ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane njalo uyelatshwa kwele South Africa. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo weMDCT eMelika umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Inkinga ekhona isukela ekungacacini okwenziwa ngakhona izinto from even uku-appointwa kwawo lama VP okuyinto ebivele ingavunyelwa ku-constitution yethu. So ku-create i-power vacuum ukulwisana okukhona phakathi kwama-VP lawa ngoba ngathi even though benga-elektwanga ngama-members sebezibona bona beyibona okumele babe phambili endabeni zokuthi ngubani ozotheka over iparty. Kusobala ukuthi indlela eyenziwa ngakhona even ku-alliance even kone ku-appointed ama-VP wona lawa into engazange i-discusswe yavunyelwana libandla.
Elakusasa lebandla ulibona libinjani Moyo, ikakhulu sikhangela ukubana sokusele isikhathi esincane ukuthi kuyiwe kukhetho kodwa nanku liyalwisana liyadlephana?
Yeah, I think it's a very valid party really ukuthi ibuyele ku-constitutionalism, ibuyele to ama-values nama-principles ayo from ekuqaleni ama-founding principles. The very reason why abaningi beZimbabwe bajoyina i-MDC ngoba ibiyona etshengisa ukuba nethemba lokuthi ingawina umbuso from iZANU-PF. So unless and until iparty realizes ukuthi kumele ibuyele to its founding principles okuyizona eziyi-around i-constitutionalism, i-rule of law, i-respect for human rights, i-respect for abasebenzi, angiboni ukuthi ingaphumelela ikukhondishini ekuyona khona manje ngokulwisana okukhona konke lokhu lokugula kamongameli Tsvangirai. I-leadership isi-fragmented, so kumele sibuyele back to i-constitutionalism. Abantu bakhethe umkhokheli, umkhokheli abamfunayo ukuthi atake over ma ukuthi uba uTsvangirai usedecide ukuthi aresign.
Umanyano wona Moyo ubona uphumelela yini kukho konke lokhu kulwisana okukhona?
Umanyano angiwuboni mina uphumelela. Ngokubana okokuqala angiboni ukuthi kwaba lesivumelwano from the beginning between umongameli wephathi kwakuthwangirayo lama-senior leaders akhe sibonile ukulisana okwenzakeleyo and sikhuluma nje kunje umama uMakhuphe u-national chairman uLove Momoyo kanye lo-organizing secretary u-Abed Nico Bebe awa-attend ama-meetings ngoba ama-meetings akhona one njengoba utsho ukuthi kulokulisana khona lokhu onguye okumele atshela uma-meetings usually athiwa nguye umongameli uthwangirayo umongameli wathi esuke esibhedlela akuzange kube clear ukuthi nguphi u-vice president okumele asale e-take over asingeke siye ngalokhu okukhulunywa nguLuke Tambo Rinyoka ngoba uLuke Tambo Rinyoka to be honest with you at times ungathi uzibhalela okuphuma ekhanda lakhe
umnumzana Dan Moyo ngumgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDCT khonapha eMelika. Ikomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha izaqala imihlangano yokukhulumisana loZulu ngendlela afuna uhlelo lokuxolelana luqhutshwe ngayo ngolwesihlanu eGwanda laseBindura. I-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission ithi wonke umuntu uvunyelwe ukuphatheka kule mihlangano. Kodwa ithi abantu akumelanga begqoke impahla yezombusazwe njalo ithi amapolisa lamasotsha kasoze avunyelwe ukuphatheka kule mihlangano engeza evunule ezomsebenzi. Kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezimbili ezibotshiweyo kwele Botswana zisetheswa icala lokubulala omunye umfundi wakulelo lizwe ngesonto. Umufi ubefunda e-University of Boto. Isehlakalo lesi sesiphehle ukuthukuthela phakathi kwezizalwane zakwele Botswana ezithi abokuza abadala amacala kumele bajeziswe kalukhuni. UMartin Ngwenya uyalandisa.
Esinye isifundi sekolitshini eliphezulu eleBotswana Accountancy College sitholakale sifile komunye umfula edolobheni leHabroni ngeviki edluleyo. Umfundi lo ubiwa engabe ebulewe ephindela endlini yakhe emathathakusa angensonto evela endaweni zokuzivazisa. Amapholisa athi ubanjwe wangeniswa ekhusini lapho athathelwe khona umakhalekhukhwini wakhe. Kanye le mali wasebulawa ethiwa khonapho uyonale iviki amapholisa abophe abezimabhwa babili omunye leminyaka yamachumi amabili lasitshiyagalombili 28 ukanti omunye uleminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasitshiyagalolunye i-39 lokhu kucunule kakhulu izizalwane zeBotswana ezithi kumele amanyathela alukhuni athathwe kwabokuza abadala amacala ikakhulu abadabuka eZimbabwe abanye abeZimbabwe labo kabazange babe lozwelo kulabo abathiwe ubotshiweyo besithi noma nje bengasacatshangelwa kufaka ihlazo kubo bonke abeZimbabwe abaseBotswana.
Abantu bakithi kumele bazibambe uma bekwelinye ilizwe kuyayangisa lokhu isizwe kuthiwa bawenza kokubulala abantu njengoba besitsho kuthiwa zonela mvunye.
Icala leli lilandela elinye lapho abeZimbabwe abane besethiswa umlando wokubulala umtshayeli wetekisi eHabani ngaphandle kwesigodlo iHabroni. AbeZimbabwe baqhubeka beyibo abonani eliphezulu bakuza abasemajele akwele Botswana baphose befika amakhulu ayisikhombisa i-700. Lokhu unkosikazi Zandile Nkomo uthi kulakho uqubula umoya wenzondo njengembono efezwe ezinkundleni zokukhulumisana ezebulenjini ezigoqela kuFacebook kulandela ukubulawa komfundi lo.
I-crime wave enziwa ngamaZimbabweans eBotswana ayisiyonto enhle. Ikakhulu ukubulala yinto embi kakhulu. Okuza kwenza amaBotswana egcine sesikhangele ngelihlo elibi. Kati-ke ivizwe leZimbabwe belingcolile sesizama nje ukuthi silikhine. Alokho kutsha osokufikile manje bengaqhubeka besenze nje kuza kwenza ivizwe leZimbabwe lingcole ngamandla kugcine sokuvusa lezinophobia.
Iningi labeZimbabwe abadala amacala bake batshele umthethwandaba ukuthi bafuqwa isimo esinzima somnotho ekhaya abanye beyibo abanakekela imuli zabo. Kodwa noma kunjalo lokhu akubonwa njengesizathu sokuthatha imphefumulo ngoba kule ndlela ezinye zokudinga ukuziphilisa. AbeZimbabwe ababili labo basesitokisini belinde ukuthonisiswa kwecala labo amapholisa esithi asaqhubeka ephendisisa lolu daba. Ababili laba batholakale belo makhalekhukhwini ocatshangelwa ukuthi ngokamufi. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 Gisabron kwele Botswana.
Baningi abantwana abehluleka ukuya esikolo ngenxa yenswelo lanqanje bekhaliphile. Ubuhle Khumalo ngomunye wabo. Unina usejele uyapika kwele South Africa. Ekuvulweni kwesikolo ubuhle uxotshiwe ngoba engabhatalanga ischool fees. Lokhu kwenze ugogo wakhe wangena esitaladeni ecela uncedo ebantwini ukuze umzukulu wakhe ebuyele esikolo. Intatheli zindaba ye Studio 7 uEzra Chisaspanda uhlanganela babili laba becela uncedo esitaladeni zakoBulawayo.
Ubukhosi Khumalo intombazana eliminyaka yesitshiyagalombili kuzala njalo ikhaliphile esifundweni zayo kodwa udubule imali lutsho ukuthi sokumele ama isifundo ngenxa yokuswela imali yokubhatalela imfundo eye-school fees. Ugogo wakhe ke uMajonga utshitha nsuku zonke ecela imali ephathini wedolobho lakoBulawayo lapho lihlanganela ikhona.
Nyama ngihlala ngaso sonke isikhathi ngithula le street. Ngizamela umntwana ukuthi abe ngaphansi kwe-shelter ye-education kanti kube nemali ye-street job. Konke kusehlula. Ngaqalela kusukela lo-grade zero. Wazongena ku-second term u-grade one.
Le ngane ayimazi uyise. Unina wayo usejele kwele South Africa. Njalo ugogo uMajonga akazi ukuthi wabotshelwani. Wasine hamba nabomalayitsha ukuyathatha lomntwana ukuzomondla izibabo. Ngoba yena ke engela passport ugogo.
Nangazihambela sengihlinza iboda jumper. Njalo umntwana lukhule nzima lakhona ngalo uqede nge 2 months ini sesembodleleni. Irekhodi yakhe nje ingithelela isipizi. Sadlula labo iboda ngonafana sengcinge ngancinge ngawo udrayiva. Khona kungangalamphako lo mphako nje kwazafana nokuya lokuphendula. Kodwa nje ukuthi hhayi silonge umntana nangezanga ngebaby dumping. Sefunga ukuthi akade kuthwele ngesisu sakhe ukuthi ngiyethatha.
Kusenjalo bakhona sebesize ugogo ngokuncedisa ukuthi abhatalelwe umzukulu wakhe obuhle owazalwa ukuthi nguMakhumalo. Uqalisile isikolo kuyona le viki kodwa uhlupho sokuthi abanye abantwana afunda labo sebephambili ezifundweni njengoba yena ebengafundi. Pho kumphatha njani uMakhumalo?
Ngingayithi kodwa angikazithikisisekuhle kodwa abanye bayangidlula ngibafice sebephambili khathesi.
Baningi abantwana abasesimeni esifana lesi kaMakhumalo okuhlanganisela intandane ezingenamali yokubhadela iindleko zama-school fees. Laloba uhulumende ethi abantwana bonke kumele bafunde lanxa bengenamali yokubhadala kodwa izikolo eziningi ziyabaxotha zithi abantwana kababhadale ischool fees kuqala bengangeni esikolo. Ugogo uMajonga ulesifiso esikhulu sokuthi umzukulu wakhe okhaliphileyo afunde. Ngakho ke ukhalaza kuZulu ukuthi aphathise ukuze iphupho likaMoshe Khumalo lokuba ngumongikazi lifezeke. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngu-Ezra Chisaspanda.
Bathi okwenza uBanda loPhirila kuyamenza. Umongameli wakwele South Africa uMnumzana Jacob Zuma kungenzeka exotshwe embusweni njengomnumzana Robert Mugabe nanku abasekeli bebandla lakhe ele-ANC behlokoma njalo bethukuthele besithi kayehle esihlalweni. Kodwa yena uZuma uthi kayindawo. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
Leli ziqula lamalunga ebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa awe ANC elifike lingasadlanga nkotshana esikolweni saleli bandla eJohannesburg besithi uMongameli Zuma akehle esihlalweni kungakafiki olwesine kanti kulabanye ababetshengisela njalo besithi akayindawo. Lokhu kulandela umhlangano oqhutshwe iziphathamandla zaleli bandla izolo lazo ebezimcela ukuthi ehle esihlalweni kulandela izikhalo zabaningi elizweni. Omunye wababetshengisela laba umnumzana Sonto Lungisa.
Uzuma makahambe nezvita yakhe makahambe nezvita yakhe kwenzile kwanele.
Namhlanje ke futhi ikomiti enkulu yalelibandla ibiphakathi komhlangano lawo odinga indlela ezakwenza uMongameli Zuma abeke phansi intambo. Isizalwane sesibabu uMnumzana Austin Moyo uthi Zuma nxa engasaqaphelanga bazamenza esikamnumzana uRobert Mugabe.
kuzoba nenkinga ke lapho ngoba uzogcina sephuma engenawo ama benefits okufanele wathole ngoba ngathi unenkani ngoba kunezinto engathi ukukhona ababambe ngakho but ke ekugcineni ngibona sengathi indlela yakhe nekamgabe cishe zifane.
Ingcitshi zithi ikomiti le National Working Committee eqhuba umhlangano ngekusasa kaZuma layo ngeke yanelise ukumxotsha ukuba ngumongameli welizwe ngoba kuyisikhundla asiphiwe ephalamende. Kodwa-ke ingcitshi kwezombusazwe obuye njalo abe yisizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Gideon Chitanga uthi nxa uZuma engala bemcela amalungu ebandla lakhe alakho ukuncedisana lamabandla aphikisayo ukuthi bamkhiphe ephalamende.
His resistance or his failure to comply with that
uqhubeka kwakhe esala ukwehla esihlaleni njengesifiso samalunga aleli bandla kuzokwenza begcine bemkhipha ngendlela eyangisayo kakhulu.
Indaba esegudwini ukuthi ngolwesine kwele South Africa umongameli welizwe kufanele ethule inkulumo engumhlahlandlela ukuthi ilizwe liyaphi eminyakeni elandelayo. Kodwa kamabandla aphikisayo emba phansi sithi lokhu ngeke kwenziwe nguZuma ngoba besithi umthethwandaba wamthola elecala lokwephula umthetho. Bafuna-ke kuqale kube lesikhathi sokuthi iphalamende ivote ukuthi uZuma aphume kumbe hatshi andubana le inkulumo yenziwe ukuze nxa esephumile yenziwe umsekelo wakhe umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa. Ingcitshi zithi-ke nxa iphalamende ingaphiwa lesi sikhathi umnumzana Zuma kungenzeka achiye sekunzima njengomongameli Mugabe kumbe alinde ukuthi iphalamende ize imxoshe. Nelesulo sobhele Johannesburg le South Africa ngingubenedict Nhlapho.
Abaningi benu selizwile ngebandla le-New Patriotic Front elibikwa livunjwa ngamalunga e-G40 axotshwe kuZANU-PF agoqela umnumzana Jonathan Moyo lonkosikazi Grace Mugabe. I-ZANU-PF ithi la ngamadlwane. Kodwa uZulu uthini? Asizweni incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Bheki ilizwe Bernard Ndlovu exoxa endawonye lelunga le-ZANU-PF umnumzana Believe Gawule kanye lezizalwane zeZimbabwe velo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 uNdlovu nguye osungula lingxoxo.
Isikhathi kamfundo le-G40 mawukhalisa kahle yinto eplaniwe lanayo lengqondo engasonto langelilodwa yahlelwa phansi abantu ababelokhu bekhangele yonke lento isenzakala. So ya hayi ngikhona lokhu ukuthi yi-G40 isandathetisoseya
ye kodwa nxa sukhangela okwenza sibilube lesiqiniso lakho khonoku kungabe kuyini mzala?
Okwakuqala yikho lokhu ukuthi abantu laba balwa lekhulu and siyazi ukuthi ifu yayivele mase sikhangelisisa kahle yayikhangele bani yayikhangele ngamangaba wakhulumayo umgalo umongameli umgalo kodwa sokusenzakala on the ground esakubonayo ukuthi babethibona ikhangele le abelokhu abe-G40 ekugcineni baxoshwa abanye baboshwa nabanye basebabopha futhi. So ubani ongafuna ukuthi alwe laleyo ngaphandle kwabo?
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Cela ubambe khonapho ke ecingweni bona zansisi lo baba uBelieve Gawule.
Ngabantu nje abazamayo nabo ukuthi ba-exchangise ubuhlungu babo nokuthi bakhathazekile emoyeni yabo ikakhulu yenza imisebenzi naleyo imisebenzi kababa lowo Mugabe ongavumiyo ukuhlonitshwa ukuthi umnankomba sethi yena hhayi uyamhlonipha seziphumulele ngale kodwa sesiyahlangana labanye abantu beplana izinto zabo ezinye kambe shuwa usesenethuba bani ubaba nalowo banqade ehlangana besehlangana nabomjuru kuhlangana kukhulunyiswana ukuthi bazame ukuthi bangayenzani ngabantu abazondileyo abakhanya beplana njengokuyinto kwabo ungasoze kubancede ngalutho. Otherwise mna mbona ngani ngikuchitha isikhathi sokuthona sikhuluma ngabo ngoba isikhathi sabo sidlulile isikhathi esinezinto eziningi kithi sesimele siziplane for ilizwe leli siye phambili. Loko ungabona okunjengalokho ngamaphupho nje abanye abantu ethi baphupha nje besenze ezinye izinto besenza kumbe beperforma ama-miracles lani behamba phezu kwamanzi kumbe besenza njani into ezinjengazonezi but mna ngibona ngani isingetwani ithi asikukhangelelanga khona ukuzinto okunjengalokho.
Sibuyele kuwe baba Ndlovu uyamuzwa lapho uGawule uthi ha abantu laba vele sebephelelwe ngumphako vele
yena ubaba uGawule bona ngani ukhuluma ngokukhathazeka okukhulu mhlawumbe ukubona naye uhlangothi akulo and ngokukhona kwamuhlangothi akulo yilololo labo mnanga asonto ma ubhekisisa kahle ongayithabela ukuthi siya kuma elections nje ngoba mnanga kwakula umuntu obakhathazayo sebe yaziphumelelela nje bathatha ilizwe balibuse futhi besiya phambili thina abantu beZimbabwe abaningi ababhekele ukuphumelela ukukhululeka avele asibhekelanga ukuthi kube yizame lokhu ibuze ubaba uyamuzwa mpela ukuthi ipho yena awusekhululekile usitshele ukuthi laba abantu akusafuzanga basithambanise akazi ukuthi ukhulumela bani
lo baba-ke udlodlo ecingweni lapha babadlodlo
lebuthileni vele bazabe bebile le ndawonye kuke esikusela kumgali umgaba uphakathi kwampana basebenza into yabo yokuthi abafuna ukuvota baphambaniseke abafuna ukwenzani vele kuthi into yasebenzivoxeke yonke esindebeleni thina vele sesibenhlanganisile ekamthakathi lemthakathi lanabantu bemthakathi bengena ngapha langapha thina vele sesifunile ijikisela
utaba sloba futhi abani mlalazi ecingweni lapha ngoba mlalazi kunjani
yebo 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 baba kidube sinjani
impile kakhulu wena ubona njani udaba lolo lwe-New Patriotic Front
ye baba nje ngikhuluma ngikhona kapha bengikhonale ekhaya eZimbabwe bengifika izolo bengobulawayo into engiyitshoyo baba besicela ukuthi ngame kuyayenza okweqiniso inkokheli zethu ke zisinike umbuso lathi sinje ngoba siyokusazalwayo thina abanye umbuso sinje kasiwazi inkululeko kasilayo
kulobani bona ngapho-ke eBrithani Ruben kunjani
ngiyaphila kule njani baba
siphile kakhulu injani impilo yakho
hayi hayi siyancenga dube nje sizibonela umqando upela la
phosela kola
hayi nengi dube hayi ngiyabonga ukungifaka ehlelweni dube ngendaba yephathi le efonywayo le dube mani laba abantu bafuna ukusihlupha lapha hayi angiboni ukuthi ikhona into abafuna ukuyiyeza ngaphandle kokuphazamisa kuphela ukuxokozela ukuphazamisa abantu yabona thina asidingi ukuthi sibe sizivotelana labo mgabe njalo nje kathi wayi bangahambi bathole isikhathi sabo kufanele behambe and saphila kanzima ngaphansi kwalaba abantu so asidingi ukuthi kube ngabantu abaloko bexokozela abadla imali yabo le abalayo bachiyane lathi kathi sizame ukuthi ilizwe sibone ukuthi lingavuswa kanjani angithi kulama-voti azayo kathesi abantu bazazikhethela abantu abafuna bebabuze kodwa abanjengabomdaba bahambe manazi
hayi
kungene amanye amabizo athiyeneyo ukuthi ngubani obusayo elongoku bezalungisa ilizwe bedonse ngendlela efaneleyo behloniphe abantu namalungelo abantu ayikho enye into esiyidingayo dube yalo sikhathele ngabantu abafuna ukuthi njalo nje behlale bengomaqhuzu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mzala
kumele kube labanye abantu abangenayo dube asazi ukuthi bona bawayi bekhanya beyizikwaba kangaka
Siyabonga abalaleli beStudio 7 bekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina abalaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe insuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa kubana sesingezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lilakho-ke usichuma kusukisela ngoMvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave laku-short wave ku-4930 13860 15460 15580 laku-6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe-live talk kusukisela ngoMvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 p.m. Ntambama.
Kobulawayo sihlobo zami livuka njani Plum Tree Binga Cholocho Bain Bridge eGwanda silivuse ngenkondlo ka Desire Moyoxide.
Palakwe dreams. Zimbabwe will be a free nation not far from now. We shall dance clapping our feet in Nguzu, the traditional dance, in celebration and euphoria. Keep this poem deep in your heart. I am no prophet, I am no seer, I am no dreamer, but I can tell. I see those now somber faces smeared with smiles. I see them are blessed with happiness. I hear those jubilant voices far celebrating. Those eyes glittering with tears of joy in a new Zimbabwe. All these days of tyranny are coming to an end. All these days of queues and chaos are coming to an end. All these days of heavy uncertainty are close to an end. All these days, days of panic and fear are on the brink. All these days of pessimism and hopelessness are on the verge. Ngithi halala, the new Zimbabwe is about to come. I see schools become learned institutions. I see hospitals back as healthy institutions. I see parastatals recover from this paralysis. All I see are industries blooming. I see smoke skyrocketing in the city of kings and queens. And I see the sun shining over the sunshine city, our capital. Binga vibrating with the thrill, Palakwe bubbling with the bliss, Cholocho, cherry thrilled with the unlimited pleasures, Nkai, Nkat, the pillars of freedoms. All I see is Kezi. Kezi crystallized with the cunning charismatic leaders. I see Lupana illuminated by the wealth of its timber, Wanki well lit by the fossils value beneath itself. Be merry, the new Zimbabwe is within reach. Every 18 plus years old citizens having a bank account graduates with an array of job choices, dreaming and driving cars awake, making a good living from decent employment. I see Zimbabwe having entertainment and holiday side budgets. I feel now is the time for a new Zimbabwe. A new Zimbabwe where politics is for the politicians only. A new Zimbabwe where prison is for the ruthless only. A Zimbabwe where money is banked and earning profits and interest in the banks. A Zimbabwe where tribal conflicts belong to the dustbin of history. A Zimbabwe where kids are proud of their country and the president. A Zimbabwe where popular poems like this one are pieces of joy. I feel now is the time for a new Zimbabwe. I see Tarinos back in our refrigerators, San Jem Nambita Bichete back on aroma bread slices, Ngwerengwere Sasa advert coming 5 minutes to six every evening, re-screening of Mukata, the family drama and Ukura popular productions. All I think of are ZOC passes back again in the timetables, taking our fathers to work. I see potholes disappear and bond not with the throne. Those $20 notes back in my mother's handbag as we bought Shushan passes to Pelingwe. I see Strive back home and giving a hand to the business top class of our country. I see Peter back home assisting our Warriors win the soccer pitch battles. I see white patriotic farmers back home and serving the nation under the refined Command Agriculture Project. I see a bigger statue of Joshua Nkomo erected along Main Street. I see look at my Sugu statue being unveiled by the new Ndebele King outside the PF Stadium. I see Marty Schultz gather outside National Sports unveiling Josiah Tongokara statue by the gates. I see my Jaivana and Mukanya walk hand in hand up the stage to perform the Freedom Day song. I see Matebele and Indunas leading the unveiling of Kukuraundi Memorial Museums across Matebele Land. I see the TRC Commissioner thank the nation for having a successful 365 days of truth and national healing. And I hear the poems I write during this time getting fair play. And Palakwe, my son, topping the charts, topping the charts, topping the charts, topping the charts.
Palakwe, where is my son? Ikabazi Lembongi, O Desire. Moyo kusayida zili lalela ke inkondlo yakhe engali kuseni kungolwesibili nje mhlaka 6 kuNhlolanja. Asivukeni siyesebenza abasebenzayo emasimini emakhaya sihambeni siyehlakula nizwa kuthiwa linile izulu. Hayi ke zihlobo zami zingake hlukane sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Ugatsha lweMDC TMLiga luthi lukhathazekile kakhulu ngokudlephana phakathi kwenkokheli yaleli bandla ibanga isikhundla sikamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Kubotshwa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ezimbili kule Botswana zisetheswa icala lokubulala umfundi wakulelo lizwe. Ikomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha iqala imihlangano yokukhulumisana loZulu ngendaba zokuxolelana ngolwesihlanu eGwandala seBindura. Kwanele okwamanje asihlanganeni kundaba zantambama ngesikhathi sika half past 7 olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo.